But now let me get to the problem I have with the team overall, because that's the game. Right, that's the game. They blew the game not scoring runs. They blew the game not coming through with clutch hits. They had 20 runners on base. They're 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. That's a series, not a night. It's incredible that they were able to do that. It's actually hard to be that inept offensively. And ultimately, it's one game. They win the next two. I'm fine with losing one game to the White Sox, as ugly it may be. I know a lot of you aren't. I don't care. 5 out of 6, that's how much better? I got to beat them every time? Fine. You say so, whatever. You know, the Cleveland Guardians have lost to him a bunch. I'm not going to get into it. But what I have a problem with is we've talked about the lack of urgency, right? I have to admit, as much as I think Boone handled the game exactly as he should have, he went to the bullpen, he stayed with Santos, he's supposed to in that spot, no problem with it, none. No problem with Verdugo's bunt as far as Boone goes. He is supposed to. These guys are professional athletes. He's a 5-6 year veteran. He's allowed to bunt if he wants to. He has that freedom to audible to see something, to make a play. It's a terrible, atrocious play. It's on Verdugo. But the comment from Verdugo in the postgame could be one of the worst things I've ever heard. And we talk about Aaron Boone and we talk about the lack of urgency. And for me, the urgency at the beginning of the year felt a lot different than it had prior seasons. I talked about this a lot at the start of the year. Other Aprils in the Aaron Boone era have been treated as second spring trainings. They don't push guys at all. Judge gets a bunch of days off. If they win two of the first two games of a series, it's the quote-unquote, which I think is unfair, but quote, I'll just use it for this argument, the punt lineup would come out. If there was an off day, Judge would get the day off before to get the double off day. Like, there was a bunch of let's ease into the season. And I really felt like that mentality changed at the beginning of the year. I really did. I felt like they showed in a bunch of different scenarios where the urgency was different. Judge talked about it specifically at the start of the year. At the end of last year, he talked about how next year from the jump, we need to show more urgency. And I felt like they did that in many, many ways. But the minute the swoon started, the minute they started losing, the same sort of everything will be okay, we're really good, we're the New York Yankees has set in. And as much as I will defend Aaron Boone, the biggest issue I have with Aaron Boone is that on some level, there is too much of that, hey, we're really good. We're going to be fine. Everything's okay. We'll come out of this. We're the New York Yankees. There's too much of that. It's easier when you're in first place. It's easier when you still have the best record in baseball. And I think sometimes we as fans go overboard against it. But that feeling has definitely crept into this team. And in the comments from Alex Verdugo in the postgame, I cannot imagine after that loss, after the way they've been playing, after now being 5-5 in the 10 games against these lousy under 500 teams, including the White Sox, who are as bad as they are, to have the comments that Alex Verdugo had about that bunt, I cannot believe. And if I'm Aaron Boone and I hear this, and I'm going to play it for you now, if I'm Aaron Boone and I hear this, Verdugo's not playing tomorrow. That's how atrocious I think this comment is about the bunt at-bat, which is an atrocious at-bat. It's a give-up at-bat. It's a somebody-else-take-care-of-this at-bat. And when he's asked about whether or not it's his call or the manager's call about the bunt, this was his response.
All the bunts are always on me. I gave myself one chance to kind of see one and, you know, try to put a swing on it. Took a strike, and he made a pitch up and in that I kind of didn't really want to bunt, but was already kind of out there and just got a little lazy with it and, you know, popped it up. So, but that's like the first bunt I've ever popped up. So it happens.
In the fourth inning of a game they're losing 2-1 against the White Sox, in an important stretch that the manager has stressed how important this stretch is, they're down 2-1 in the fourth inning. The first two guys are on. Multiple times in this game already, they had blown the opportunity of scoring with runners on. With runners at first and two runners on, nobody out. Twice it's already happened in this game. This is the fourth inning. Runners in scoring position, nobody on. And you bunted when you didn't really want to bunt? and you admit fully that you kind of got lazy with it, and then chuckle through the idea that it's so rare of you to pop up a bunt that these things happen? I cannot believe that is what Verdugo said to that question. I cannot believe it. And I've decided to do this specifically because I feel like a lot of this stuff can be overblown, and I have kind of not been too concerned about it. But in this game, in that spot, with that at bat, you're going to tell me, well, I didn't really want a bunt, but I did it anyway because I was already out there, whatever that means. He was already out there bunting. I guess he couldn't pull it back. I have no idea. And I kind of got lazy with it. And you know what? I've never bunted a pop-up put a pop-up off a bunt in my career. So, you know, these things happen. That's the game, Verdugo. That's the game right there in that moment. That's the game. And you got lazy with a bunt and have no problem saying so. That's a problem. I have a problem with that. I'm shocked that's the answer to that question. So you guys want to get on Boone? Today's the day for it, because I don't necessarily think that that's Aaron Boone's fault, because Alex Cora was his manager, and God knows he's the greatest manager who ever lived. He couldn't get through to him. They had to get rid of him. Aaron Boone didn't bring him here. This is a guy who was as important to the start of the season as almost anyone. With the Dogs, the swag, it felt like they needed it. He's a gamer. He has that first at bat in Fenway Park. He hits the home run. I'm thinking, you know what? That's a moment right there where he was on the pressure cooker, returning to Fenway, getting the boos, getting, you know, having to deal with it, and he comes through with a home run in that spot. This is the kind of guy you want. That's the kind of moment that shows me, you know what? When the lights are bright, he'll be there. And he's had an awful season under anybody's marks for him. And with the game on the line against one of the worst teams in baseball while you're trying to win a division, yeah, I got lazy with it. It's the first time I ever did it. It happens. That mentality right there is a problem.